around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back for Hour 2 of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. As I said an hour ago, the busiest travel week of the year is happening as Thanksgiving arrives Thursday. Right now, it is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, November 23rd, 2024, and week 245 of the National Communal Forum will fill these award-winning national airwaves these next 8 minutes. Holding for us on the show hotline are three of our now 600-plus weekly affiliates. Is your community going to be showcased today? Well, Mary, who's on the NCF today?
All right. Let's welcome Gus Allen, program director with our Louisville affiliate, AM 1080 WKJK Radio. We have Jeff Rayford, general manager with our affiliate AM 970 and FM 105.3. That's WVOP Radio. And AM 800 and FM 95.3 WJAT Radio. Those stations fall into the Savannah and Augusta, Georgia DMAs. And getting up the earliest for us by far, since it's just after 7 a.m. there, we have Eddie Parker, account manager from our Anchorage, Alaska affiliate, AM 700 KBYR Radio.
Yes, they are all here. Hello, guys. Nice to have you aboard the program with us today.
Good to be with you all.
Well, thank you. Very nice to hear all of your voices. Eddie, we're going to go with you first. As you may have heard last week or maybe earlier in Hour 1, Mary and I will be bringing this program to Alaska next August. We're doing a big Let's Go America tour that will again allow show fans to travel with us. There's a 14-day and a 7-day option to cruise with us aboard the luxurious Seabourn Quest. By the way, folks, if you are just tuning in, you can find a link at the top of our show website with all the details on how to book. My point, Eddie, clearly an Alaskan cruise, it is such a bucket list item for many. So I want to know, how important do you find the cruise industry to be to your state's economy? And after you answer that question for us, give us a quick idea of how your city celebrates Thanksgiving and Christmas.
First of all, we are a tourism destination. So the shipping industry is very, very important to us, the cruise industry. And very excited to have you guys coming up. That's awesome. We have beautiful ports of call, Ketchikan, Seward, Whittier, and it's just in Skagway area. It's just beautiful. It is definitely a bucket list. Everything to see, soak it all in.
Where we're looking for. So give us a quick idea. How does Anchorage celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas? Any big things going on up there?
Well, ski industry has opened up here, and it's a great family time. People hunker in and enjoy the beautiful sunsets. And when I say that, I mean it. The sunset's here about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but they're beautiful skies. And very, very warm. I should send pictures. And it's just an amazing time period. Good time to spend with family, skiing, even shopping's amazing. We have all sorts of art things that you can enjoy, going to the performances and such. It's a great time to be here.
Well, listen, Anchorage is an area we encourage folks. And Mary and I have been to that Alyeska ski resort down in Girdwood. It's a great place to go, folks. You need to go experience that. So we're going to move. But thank you very much for that, Eddie. And Mary, where do you want to go next?
Thanks, Eddie. So let's head to Georgia. And Jeff, I recall having a conversation with you about Vidalia Onions at one point. That's where AM 970 and FM 105.3 WVOP is located. You were gearing up for the annual festival that happens every year in April. But since we're heading into Thanksgiving this week and Christmas is less than a month away, basically, tree lightings are happening, deals are flying. I feel like we're blending the two holidays a little bit more this year than usual. Can you share what's going on in and around both of your communities for the holiday season? Any events or parades you want to share?
Well, we're in a very rural part of the state in this area, and a lot of these little small towns have festivals in the fall because the weather is always great for those type of events. But Hurricane Helene kind of put a damper on all that with all the damage that we had through this area. So a lot of those festivals didn't get a chance to take place. Mm-hmm. But what is coming up with us right now is the holiday season. And every little small town around here has Christmas parades. And they are a big deal in these small towns. And you might go to a town that's only got 1,000 or 2,000 people, and they put on an absolutely awesome Christmas parade. So that's something that a lot of people around here are looking forward to over the next 3-4 weeks.
I love small town parades across America, and I think that's fabulous that all the small towns.
But just the way the communities
that.
Come together,
yes.
And that sense, oh, that sense of community, yeah. Right? All being together with each other.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff,
that's
we
great.
Appreciate
Thanks,
that. Jeff. So, Rudy, you know, we've got Gus also joining us today in the great city of Louisville, Kentucky. Clearly, Churchill Downs, everybody knows about Louisville Slugger. There is a great zoo there, by the way, University of Louisville. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to go with Gus, Rudy?
And let's not forget that classic cocktail, the Old Fashioned, was. Invented in Louisville.
That's a favorite.
And just outside at Fort Knox, where I spent a couple of my years. My brother was born there when dad was in the Army. Gus, welcome to the show. What's going on for Christmas in Louisville, or for the December holidays generally?
Well, let's start with Light Up Louisville, December 7th. That's downtown. They'll light up everything all around the downtown area. Lights, thousands of them, but you can come by and see. There's a parade that goes on then. And the other thing I thought I want to mention is kind of unique to Louisville. There is a large mine, I guess it's a limestone mine, that they cut out years ago. It's right towards the middle of the city. And they have the light up, or the Louisville Mega Caverns, what it's called. It's lights under Louisville. And you go through in your car and take a tour under this. They use it for storage now. It's completely dry. And you can go through and tour. They have a massive light show underground, way underground, that you can tour and go through. You don't have to get out of your car. It's really popular. A lot of people come.
Has that been going on forever? Or is this new?
It has. It's been going on, let's say, for the last 20 years, maybe 25. And they've started to advertise a little bit more. They have a large zip line that's there. There's also a tour that you can go on a bike in this cavern. It's the Louisville Mega Cavern. If you want to look it up, it's great for families. Fun to come by and
Gus,
see.
Gus, I love that. And listen, Rudy, today is a day of education for you on the show.
Never
last hour of the
that.
Christmas markets. And now, so guys, listen, you know, later this hour, we're going to be talking with Stacey Barber from AAA. They're predicting a record-breaking travel week ahead. We'll see what she has to say. Want to know, are you home for Thanksgiving or traveling? And what's your family tradition for the Thanksgiving holiday? Gus, we'll go with you first, then Jeff, then Eddie.
We're going to be traveling to some family that'll be north up near Indianapolis, and our tradition is noodles. I think we always have to get noodles together for some reason. That's my wife's thing on Thanksgiving.
I love that. Okay, Jeff, what about for you?
I'm going to be staying home. It's going to be a family Thanksgiving this year. A lot of our children that live off are going to be coming back home, so it's going to be a good down-home Thanksgiving for us.
And do you have a family tradition for Thanksgiving that you typically like to do with your family?
We eat and watch football, kind of like everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so good old American Thanksgiving. Eddie, all right, so let's talk about up there in Alaska, in Anchorage. What right now, are you home or traveling? And what's your Thanksgiving tradition?
Well, I will be home. My sisters will get to travel this time, but I'm going to stay here and entertain some people. And we're going to do our little skiing like we always do. And
okay.
The best thing for us.
Well, all right, so there you go. Listen, we hope you all have great Thanksgivings. We really appreciate you being part of the program today. We love doing these national communal forums and hearing from our local affiliates. Thanks to the three of you for being part of the show. Could not do the program without you. We say it week after week. So have a great holiday season as well. Folks, after this quick sponsors break, Italy, Amore, and more is on tap for the G Block. Personal Connection is next. Kathy McCabe joins the show. Stay with us.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If your spine needs some extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses made for your personal preferences, you're going to find one that's right for you. Best part, Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Just head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off your mattress order, or you can visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
There's nothing more frustrating than when your earbuds won't work. So Raycon is making your everyday easier with their best-selling everyday earbuds. With 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity, Raycon's everyday earbuds are now even more easy to use. They're available in a variety of vibrant new colors, and the quality rivals some of the biggest names in premium audio. Right now, you'll get 20 to 50% off site-wide when you go to buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Our friends at Tax Network USA tell us if you owe back taxes, don't gamble with the IRS. It's a no-win. You need Tax Network USA on your side. Their attorneys and expert negotiators employ brilliant strategies to help settle your IRS issues quickly and in your favor. Even if you haven't filed in a few years, they've helped resolve over $1 billion in tax debt for people like you. Talk with one of their strategists for free. To do that, just call 800-780-8888 or visit tnausa.com/carry. You'll also find that info at armworldtravel.com.
When the doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition announce a Black Friday sale, it's a big event. Field of Greens, the life-changing superfruit and vegetable drink, is on sale right now. And this special Black Friday sale includes Lean, the physician-formulated weight loss phenomena that helps turn and burn excess fat into energy. From weight loss to sleep aids, from creatine to whole food bars, they are all on sale. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use a special promo code SALE, S-A-L-E, or head to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors for a link. Go save big time, everyone.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
In back-to-back weeks, here we come with a personal connection. Italy is getting some love from us for these next 10 minutes, and today's G-Block is sponsored by Colette.
The 2024 Holiday Gift Guide is up on the Colette website, and their big Black Friday sale starts early this Monday, so think travel this holiday season. And if you love to travel like we do, but you're not a fan of all the travel planning, we say go guided with Colette and go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel fun. They seek out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences, which means you get to enjoy your destination without all the stress of making those travel plans.
You know, Colette's been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all seven continents. Every adventure with them includes accommodations, dining, transportation, knowledgeable tour managers, plus ample free time to do your own thing. As a show fan, visit Colette.com this weekend for that 2024 holiday gift guide savings, or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Italian travel expert and host of the PBS series Dream of Italy joins us today for our latest personal connection segment. Let's bring Kathy McCabe in now on the show hotline.
Well, nice to have you aboard America's number one travel radio show with us today, Kathy.
Hi, great to be here.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate a little bit of your time today. So for anyone listening who may be hearing your voice for the first time today, and maybe they're not familiar with your TV series Dream of Italy, and even though they should be, we appreciate that you actually explore some of your family roots in Italy during the first season. So I've also done some of this personally with Mary, so it's relatable to us. But specific to you, Kathy, share with folks tuned in, you know, what finding that Italian town of your heritage meant to you.
Well, it actually ended up changing my entire life. My grandfather had tried to find his father's ancestral hometown in the 60s. He was on a cruise ship. He got off. He asked to be taken to Casavettere. He did in Naples. So it's outside of Naples. He was taken to the wrong town, couldn't rectify the mistake. And 30 years later, my mother and I went and found the town. And 36 hours about later, he died. Back in the U.S. after we'd sort of accomplished his mission. And I fell in love with Italy and started, worked in journalism for a number of years, but then started a travel publication and website, and which morphed into a PBS travel series, Dream of Italy. So it actually, that trip changed the whole course of my life and my career.
I feel like your grandfather, in his own way, spiritually, really
kinda
has had
a
huge impact on your life. So let's talk a little bit about the fact that you are in our personal connection segment today. We talk about travel as transformative. Clearly, you already are out of the gates here with your own personal transformation in terms of your family's impact. I personally think you don't have to move to another country or even fully immerse for a long time to get huge benefits from a really good trip. In general, before we get into Italy, I'd enjoy hearing what are some elements of travel you most connect with, whether it's people, food, something else, all of the above.
Hey, hidden gems, whatever it is, right?
Gosh, I love all the people that I've met along the way, many of whom I've filmed with, and they've become friends, and I've gone back to see them. I think Italy and Italians are so warm and generous, and full of life. So I think it is those personal connections. And mm-hmm. I see travelers making these all the time. You know, they go to a winery. They enjoy a day with the family that runs the vineyard. They order the wine. They have it at home for the holidays. They go back the next year and see that same family again. It's sort of a benchmark for life. Some of these people that we meet.
So let's do a little bit of a deep dive with Italy, since that's your area of expertise. It's a country we love. We're always eager to get back to it. Robert and I have been many times.
Oh, we just got back. We were just there.
We were just in Rome and Sardinia as well. But we've gotten to the point when we go back to Rome, I'll use Rome as an example, we don't even plan. We just walk and see where it takes us. And it always takes us somewhere wonderful. It could be because there's gelato everywhere. But, you know, every time you come around a corner, you see something beautiful. How would you personally describe the country of Italy and the essence of it for people who maybe haven't visited?
You know, it's just life in technicolor. It's just life times 1,000. The beauty is incomparable, of course. The landscapes and the colors, the flavors. I mean, a tomato in Italy is just like a religious experience, the taste of it. It's just an incredible feeling of being alive to be in Italy, and so much history, you know, thousands of years, so many layers of history, so many people, including in my own, my ancestors were Norman invaders. So many people actually occupied the area that's now Italy. There's such a mix of cultures.
Yeah, there absolutely is. So I want to talk about that. So my family is from Sicily. I do talk about that on the show. Certainly our audience knows that. And I remember how excited I was to share the island with Mary, you know, years ago. And then we've taken her two sons subsequently since a few times. So Sicily is a very different type of Italian experience. It's a mix of cultural influences you're talking about, like Greek and, you know, Arabic, and you've got Jewish and African and others. Sardinia, where we just were, as Mary said, is very different from, let's say, Portofino or the Emilia-Romagna region, right? Yeah. So my point is, I think people don't realize the real diversity that exists in Italy. Have you found that
I
to
agree.
Be true? Yeah.
No, I think that it's a surprise. You know, you can go 10 miles and the cuisine is totally different, or the, you know, the accent is different. So that is why Italy is just ripe for return visits. You're never going to have the same experience. You go to the south, it's different from the north, but there are these commonalities, of course, some in the cuisine, some, but there's definitely varieties and the culture and the people. So there, you could go, I mean, I tried to calculate how many times I've been. It's probably somewhere near 70 to 80 times.
I love that.
Many times for work, obviously. And, you know, have I been everywhere? No. No. So you have a whole sort of buffet of choices when it comes to Italy. And I think that's sometimes in travel planning hard for people to decide okay, where do I go? And I think some of the shows, some of the recent episodes I've done, we did one on Caserta in the south, mm-hmm. Modena, in the north.
That's a great place to go. We agree with you 100% on that. No question.
Yeah.
And beyond the car aspect of it, just from the food scene there, very different.
Oh, yeah, food. Absolutely. The food. And I interviewed Massimo Bottura, and he's in, and his wife has built such an incredible empire there. In both episodes, you have Parmigiano, you have Balsamico, you have a beautiful countryside. I miss it just talking about it.
So, Kathy, as you're talking about it, we just got back from Rome, and I'm sitting here thinking I'm ready to go back to Italy again and again and again.
Yeah.
So looking forward in 2025, even though I hate moving off the topic of Italy, since Thanksgiving is upon us this week and 2025 is going to be here before you know it, you mentioned your magazine. You've built quite a life with your travels to Italy, your media platforms, your shows. Why don't you share what's ahead for you for next year?
Well, I have a new series that will be premiering on PBS stations in January called Dream of Europe. I've sort of expanded out to the continent. We go to London, Greece, Albania, the French Alps, and it just gives, it's more of this formula of authentic experiences, great people, culture, cuisine, and a little bit of adventure.
And did I see you're going to, did you say Malta or did I read that somewhere? Malta?
Yeah, Malta. Did I forget Malta? No, I love Malta. Malta is another great melting pot in the Mediterranean.
Yeah, when we were just in the north of Italy, we met somebody from Malta and they were talking about how much they love. Now, it's funny that
she moved there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But she was actually coming to Italy for the food and so forth. But she did say they had great food there as well. Yeah, I am curious, you know, you think about, is there a part of it? What Mary said to you as well, because we have covered, you know, extensively so much of Italy, and Mary and I just have all these favorite nooks that we go back to. That's one of the reasons we keep going back, just to go back with. Sometimes it could be your food, maybe it's a museum, maybe it's a cultural thing that we do. But is there something that when you go back, let's say not for work, that you just say you've got time, you want to go, a place that you like to return, you know, consistently?
My favorite is Saturnia, which is in the Maremma area of Tuscany, these ancient hot springs. And I like to go to the resort there.
Yeah, I
can, that's my place.
Yeah, okay. I can completely appreciate that. And I will say just something. I love what you said about the tomatoes. You know, Mary and I, it's a long story, and I won't get into it too much here. Obviously, we're running out of time. We only got about 40 seconds. But we actually
had that religious experience.
We had the tomatoes in Sicily, on Mount Etna. They were so great. We actually brought seeds back and grow them in our own garden. And I will tell you, they don't taste the same in America. We've tried, but I think it's the whole experience there. But it just, what an opportunity to be able to go and experience. And for folks who are listening right now, who have not been to Italy, I don't know what you're waiting for. I mean, it's just a place you got to go and you got to love. So, Kathy, you got about 20 seconds. Anything else you want to share with us?
Just go. You know, go now. Bye. that's the biggest thing. You know, your life will be exponentially better if you make that journey now. It really is life-changing for people. Italy really turn something on in us.
Well, the website for you can connect with Kathy yourself, folks, dreamofitaly.com, dreamofitaly.com. Nice connecting with you today, Kathy. Have a pleasant Thanksgiving this week.
Okay, you too.
Thank you, Kathy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, now we're ready to go back to Italy,
pack
folks.
Pack up and go to Italy again.
it is such a great country to go visit. That's all
again,
I can say on that.
Again, it is.
Next, it is Rudy and the CDC. RJ is coming right behind him with today's Open Road. And then Mary and I are going to talk holiday travel that's ahead with AAA. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
When it comes to protecting your home, it's always better to stop trouble before it starts. That's why Simply Safe is changing the game with Active Guard Outdoor Protection. It offers a double layer of defense, cutting-edge artificial intelligence plus real-time monitoring by Simply Safe's agents to prevent crime before it happens. Just head to simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new Simply Safe system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still can't sleep, you still hurt, and you're stressed out. Well, clear out the cabinets and reset your health with CBD Distillery. CBD Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients, and with over 2 million customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CBD Distillery is the source to trust. Get 20% off today at CBDDistillery.com with code CARRY. That's CBDDistillery.com and code CARRY for 20% off. Or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This segment is sponsored by our friends at MyPillow.com/carry. You know, as the colder weather gets here, consider staying cozy all night with the terrific MyPillow flannel sheets. They're just $59.98 with code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. Or how about the super comfortable My Slippers, also just $59.98. Both make a great gift for Christmas, so you can order now while supplies last. That'd be a good idea. And right now, standard My Pillows that normally retail for $49.98 are only $14.88. That's a big $25 reduction. Queens are $18.88 and kings are only $19.88. We could all use new pillows, and at these prices, you want to stock up. And how about giving the delicious My Coffee for Christmas? It's organic, 100% Arabica, and comes in whole bean, ground, or pods, and it's 50% off. Don't miss out on all these amazing deals. Just use the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, when you go to MyPillow.com/carry. But wait, there's more. Made in America socks are just $3.75 a pair, and they're also holding a closeout sale offering items up to 80% off. So make your life a little better with all their top-quality products while saving big time. Just go to MyPillow.com/carry. Enjoy all the show's savings. Orders over $75 receive free shipping. That's MyPillow.com/carry or check out RMWorldTravel.com and look under sponsors. Well, we're fast approaching the busiest travel week of the year. That's Thanksgiving. It's busier than December holidays, busier than summer vacation travel. So what should you be aware of this season? Well, my next guest knows. She's Dr. Julie Twing. She's the acting lead for the travel medicine team that's part of CDC's Travelers Health Company. CDC, of course, stands for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Twing, welcome to the show. Let's start with some basic things like up-to-date shots if you're going in certain places. But presuming we're not going to some tropical or more disease-prone destination, what's the minimum level of care we should take before we begin traveling this season?
Thanks so much for having me on the show. First, primarily for winter travel, make sure that you're doing as much as you can to protect yourself from respiratory viruses. So making sure your flu and your COVID shots are up to date. And if you qualify in terms of age, it's good to make sure you have your RSV up to date as well. The other thing I would say to do in terms of keeping yourself safe and healthy while you're traveling is make sure you have a travel health kit. A lot of things may be harder to find, or you don't want to go out of your way to get to a pharmacy during your vacation. So make sure you go through your medicine, take enough prescription medicine for both the time of your trip and maybe several extra days to a week, depending on how delayed a trip could get with holiday travel.
And I presume things like if you're going to a warm locale, it might have a lot of mosquitoes, that you might want to take some mosquito protection as well.
Right. So vector-borne illnesses, diseases that are transmitted by mosquitoes, are at all-time highs this year. So you're definitely going to want to make sure you bring an EPA-registered repellent. If you're going to be outside wearing the lightweight long-sleeve clothing, look to see how you can prevent bug bites as much as possible.
Well, you said EPA, what was
registered
the phrase you used?
Repellent, so that's like DEET. There's a few others, but if you remember DEET, then that'll do you well. We do have a good webpage on particularly preventing bug bites that gives you all the information you need.
And where is that?
That is on the CDC Travel webpage. That's okay. The source for all of the links to get to all the information that we have.
All right, and DEEP is DEEP, as I recall, right?
Sorry,
all right.
DEET, yeah.
Okay, now, I know this is a touchy subject that sometimes almost becomes political these days, but I fly a lot, and while I don't wear a mask, I do notice on every flight there are probably 5 or 6 people on a full flight wearing masks. Do you do that when you fly commercially, and are we still advocating that?
I take a look at how high the COVID transmission is in the country when I'm flying. And if it's on the higher side, I will wear a mask. Part of it is it's not just COVID. A lot of it is respiratory viruses in general. So if you're a person who is more susceptible to respiratory viruses, or you particularly want to stay healthy for your trip, it's not a bad idea to bring a good quality mask and wear that from the time you get into the airport until the time you get out.
And what if you're traveling? What if you're the one who's, you know, you've got a bad cold, but you've got to travel, so you're going to travel anyway. Mask?
In that case, if you are willing to mask, that would be definitely kind to your fellow travelers.
Okay. Do you wear one when you fly? Oh, you did say you did. What you said you check to see what the...
I check to see what the, look at the COVID, but the respiratory viruses in general. So honestly, around this time of year, I probably would.
Okay. Well, where do I find that COVID rate? Where do I look for that?
I would search on the CDC. I'm sorry, I don't have the webpage for you now. I could look it up and share it with you later.
But I can find it on the CDC.gov website.
Yes.
Okay, fine. So if you go to CDC.gov, you will see an array of helpful articles, including one that I think is actually travel tips. Right. And there's a long list of stuff.
List of everything. For travel in particular, it's www.cdc.gov/travel.
Easy enough. Very helpful. Right at the moment as we're speaking, COVID is not of great concern. Am I stating that correctly?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, this is a woman who knows
it
all.
And RSV and the other ones are starting to come up. So not a bad idea to protect yourself.
Yeah. Dr. Julie Twing is the acting lead for the travel medicine team, which is part of CDC's Travelers Health Company. And CDC stands, of course, for the Centers for Disease Control. As Julie just said, you can go to cdc.gov/travel. Did I get it right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you so much, Julie, for joining us. You travel safely, and I'll say the same to all our listeners.
Thank you so much.
We will be right back with more Travel Talk in just a moment. Don't touch that dial.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
All right, listen up, everyone. How would you like to travel in Alaska with Mary and me? Earlier this month, you heard us traveling with show fans aboard the Seabourn Ovation for the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024. And because that trip was so successful, well, Seabourn has asked us to do it again in 2025. So if you've always wanted to go experience Alaska, join us in August aboard Seabourn Quest for what's going to be an amazing trip. And right now, Seabourn's special Black Friday sale is going on. You're going to receive a two-category veranda suite upgrade plus a 15% reduced deposit. You have two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean earlier this month, space is limited, so go to rmworldtravel.com today, click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Alaska Sea Cruise, and get your spot booked with us. This makes such a great holiday gift, folks. rmworldtravel.com. Click on that link, reserve your space, and we'll see you in August in Alaska.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you for joining me for this week's installment of The Open Road here on RM World Travel. Now, as the holidays draw nearer and 2024 begins its close, we're not quite there yet, but time is certainly flying by, I want to take some time to go over a few points for both general ownership and preparing your car for good old winter driving. It's good timing, too, because I'm sure many of you have heard about the big snowstorm stirring all over the country right now. But whether you're traveling somewhere snowy to hit the slopes, or if you live above the 40th parallel like I do, knowing the basics about how cold weather affects our cars is an absolute must. However, before we get to that, this segment of the show is sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations. Wherever travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand on vacations because where you stay will feel more like home than a hotel room. With over 200 locations, they provide premier travel experiences with spacious, upscale accommodations that include home-like features and resort-like amenities. We like that you can also convert membership points into Hilton Honors points for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide, and their vacation ownership system enables members all the benefits of owning a vacation home without the responsibilities of traditional home ownership. So, check out HiltonGrandVacations.com for more info, or you can find a link at RMLTravel.com under sponsors. Now, we love chatting about road trips here on the show. That's no secret at all. And with the uptick in road trips over the past couple of years, combined with the ever-expensive new car market, more people are driving older cars farther, and I'm all for this, but with that comes a greater need for routine upkeep, especially around this time of year. Service centers all across the nation are as swamped as ever, so rather than sharing mundane advice, telling you to change your oil and whatnot, I figured I would share a few tips and tricks for navigating your car service, especially with big drives coming up, whether you're headed out for Thanksgiving or going into the holiday season or even through the new year as temperatures cool. Now first up, throw some new tires on your car and get your car properly aligned. Since I live in the Northeast, I'm a huge proponent of swapping out summer and winter tires every spring and fall, as having tires better engineered towards specific weather is the best way to maximize traction throughout the year. Nevertheless, modern all-season tires are still a very good option, with my unbiased favorite being the Continental DWS 06 Plus. That's an option available on most every car. Really, really good set of tires. The benefits of fresh tires and a four-wheel alignment specifically can be immense. Now, obviously, you don't need to throw out your tires after a year, but I personally never recommend going below 4/32 of an inch left of tread, especially if you get a lot of rain or snow in your area. The Lincoln Head Penny Trick, maybe you've heard about that. That's helpful for measuring tire tread, but you can also pick up an accurate and precise tire tread depth tool at your local auto parts store for no more than $5. Now, aligning your vehicle, like I mentioned, not only makes sure you drive straight, but also guarantees that your fresh new tires wear more evenly, even more so than just getting your tires rotated. A proper four-wheel alignment can run you about $150 to $200 these days, but it's a worthy expense in the long run. I would plan to do it every 2 years, and potentially once a year, or every 10,000 miles if you spend most of your time driving around on unpaved or unmaintained roads. Potholes wreak havoc on your car's alignment. Next up, get your car's fluids checked. Yes, you should change your oil every 5,000 miles, but a fluid people often forget about is coolant, and you should consider draining and replenishing your car's coolant every couple of years, especially if you live in an area that may consider significant temperature fluctuation between summer and winter. Reason being, your car's coolant is not just straight coolant, it's diluted with distilled water. And in the summertime, most OEM specs, OEM means original equipment manufacturer, that's what the manufacturer recommends, it's about a 50-50 mix of antifreeze and water. But in the winter, it's not a bad idea to bump that ratio up to 60% antifreeze, 40% water. Doing so gives your vehicle the best chance against a corroded cooling system, or worse, a frozen one. Plus, it's generally just a good idea to regularly inspect your vehicle's cooling system, as that is not one of the most common areas of faults in modern combustion engines, but it's not something you want to go wrong. Same goes for windshield washer fluid. It's always wise to swap that out for a winter variety as well to ensure it doesn't freeze, as a majority of all-season formulas will freeze below 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Now finally, I did want to dispel a myth about driving modern cars when the weather is cooler. You don't have to let the engine warm up in the morning before it's safe to drive. Modern engines use very thin oil that lubricates the motor within a matter of seconds. And although your car may be chilly for a few minutes, your HVAC might still be heating up, light driving actually helps raise fluid temps much faster and more efficiently to help get that cabin heating going. So simply start your car, wait for the high idle to end, which all that does is just heat up your catalytic converter so it can start burning harmful pollutants in your exhaust, and go. You should drive lightly, however, until the car completely warms up. Just common sense there. But you know, keeping up with your vehicle in all aspects can be overwhelming, but once you know where to start, the results, i.e. a safe and long-lasting vehicle, especially with lots of big trips to visit family all over the country for the holidays, it's just smart car care and the only way to do it. Of course, if you have any more automotive-related questions, you can always reach out to me through our show website. That's rmworldtravel.com. Just click on the Contact Us tab. But that's going to be it for today. Don't go anywhere, as up next, the holiday travel talk will continue. As AAA joins the program, they have some interesting projections for Thanksgiving coming up this week, and even the Christmas holidays, which are less than a month away. Big numbers, that's all I'm going to say about that. That's coming up. I'm RJ Carey. This is RM World Travel. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, everyone, as RJ now drives on, your RM World Travel Express will soon be entering the station. But before Mary and I put a wrap on today's show, with Thanksgiving coming on Thursday and the busiest week in travel kicking off, the folks at AAA have some interesting stats we thought we'd share. And we're going to do that right after talking about fieldofgreens.com.
And this week, there's a special promo code SALE, S-A-L-E, that you need to use in order to get the terrific Black Friday sale. So the doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition have launched their biggest sale of the year on everything. It includes Field of Greens. You hear us talk about that. That's the super fruit and vegetable drink that promises your doctor is going to notice improved health or your money back. The sale also includes Lean. That's the physician-formulated weight loss phenomena that helps turn and burn excess fat into energy. You can also save big on Radiance, and that's the collagen accelerator with four times more health and anti-aging power than that influencer collagen out there.
From weight loss to sleep aids to creatine to the delicious whole food bars that we all love, they're all on sale for Black Friday now, folks. Go to fieldofgreens.com. Use the special promo code this week only, SALE, S-A-L-E, to save on everything. Fieldofgreens.com, special promo code SALE, or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, off to the show hotline we go. Waiting for us is Stacey Barber, the Vice President of Travel with AAA.
Stacey, welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, great.
How are you?
We are well, thanks very much. Nice to hear your voice again on the show and looking forward to this conversation because, listen, the busiest week in travel is here. I've been saying that consistently. Mary and I are looking forward, frankly, to being home ourselves with our family this year after all of our recent travels. But from what you and the AAA team are projecting, many of our fellow Americans, they're going to be on the move. So let's talk air and auto. What should our listeners across the country be ready for?
Definitely make sure that you leave early, whether you are flying or driving. We're going to set records all over the map this year. From a road standpoint, there are going to be 71.7 million travelers on the road, which is an increase of 1.9% from last year. And it really represents about 89% of all of the travel this holiday season. So, very excited to see that people are taken to the roads. And from an air standpoint, another record of about 2.1% increase over last year, bringing the air travelers to around 5.8 million travelers this holiday season.
Wow, that's the swath of our country. Good Lord, that's a lot of travel. That's all good news, all good. So, Stacey, as you may have heard, Robert and I were away for both Halloween and the election aboard the Seabourn Ovation with a number of show fans for our big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean cruise of 2024. We got off the ship in Barcelona. About 70 passengers stayed on to cross the Atlantic. They'll be spending Thanksgiving in the Caribbean. So talk with us about how many other people you're projecting to be on cruise ships or even trains and buses for Thanksgiving week.
Yes. So trains, buses, and cruises, we are up 9%, coming in at around 2.3 million. And really the biggest jump is on our cruises. So we are seeing 20% lift in cruises versus last holiday season. So a lot of people are still on that revenge travel with cruises. Mm-hmm. It was really the last mode of transportation in the travel industry to rebound post-COVID, and we're still seeing that pent-up demand for cruises taking shape over this holiday season.
Yeah, and let's face it, they do a great job, cruise lines, with the holidays, and we don't have to cook.
Well, there's something for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. So AAA has also projected the most popular destinations for Thanksgiving. You've done a domestic and an international list. Four of the top domestic cities are in Florida, with the top three all in Florida. Can you share a couple of domestic locations with everyone and maybe a few of the international cities that might have surprised you?
Absolutely. So for the Florida destinations, we're really seeing the drivers behind that are beaches, the theme parks, and again, the cruise ports. That is where the majority of the travelers are going this holiday season in Florida. And then other top domestic destinations include California, Hawaii, New York, and Las Vegas. From an international standpoint, European Christmas markets are still a high destination spot for travelers, as well as the Caribbean. Budapest, Rome, Paris, Barcelona, Amsterdam, those are really topping the charts from the European side. And then in the Caribbean, we're seeing Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, and Cancun, Mexico topping the list this year.
So we've got about a minute left with you, you know, and regardless of where folks are hearing the show today, Stacey, I mean, the program's now heard on over 600 stations across the country, so there's a lot of people out there. What is AAA suggesting is the best and worst times to travel by car this week?
By car, if you can leave the day of Thanksgiving and get to your destination, that is when you're going to have the optimal time on the road. The heaviest traffic is going to be Wednesday and then on Sunday if you're returning. We're also anticipating Monday to be heavier than normal on traffic because you're going to have people coming back from both vacation as well as those during the rush hour time, both morning and afternoon. Definitely pack your patience this holiday season because it's going to be a busy one.
Yes, it is. And make sure you don't bring any of those liquids or this and that. It's not going to get you through TSA. Nobody wants to wait longer than they have to at the airport. So, Stacey, very nice connecting with you. We hope that you have a great Thanksgiving yourself. Our best to you and the AAA family, and we will talk to you soon, okay?
It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Thank you. Take care, Stacey.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, everyone, there are the results from AAA. A sincere happy Thanksgiving to all of you listening out there across the country. We all have so much to be thankful for sure. Next week's show will be an encore presentation as Mary and I take off the week to enjoy the long holiday weekend. We'll be back with you live again starting on Saturday, December 7th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Until then, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.